Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So, get hyped. Be hyped. This is... The Hype.
What is going down, everybody? It's Hype, episode number 106. We're going to be talking some football today, week one in the books. I wanted to let you guys know we've got our pastimemarketplace.com. We got our free graded card case giveaway. If you go to mojobreak.com and click on the free break link, and that'll get you a chance to win that awesome Pastime Marketplace graded card case. So check that out. And we're going to be talking about the rookies that had great games in week one, and we're going to talk about their cards. Should you invest? Should you sell? You know, so it relates to the game. We all three here are happier than a fat kid in a cold stone right now because all of our teams won. They're all going to the Super Bowl. All of them. The Rams, Niners, and Raiders are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know that statistically doesn't work out, but that's the hope we all have in our eyes.
Yes. Yeah, dude, if all three of them in the Super Bowl, dude, that'd be amazing to see.
I don't care what happens in the NFC. All I care about the AFC, baby, and we're going to win that.
The Royal Rumble Super Bowl. Three teams. Just changing it up. But you know how it is to be an NFL fan? Short season, you get one win in the books, and you're 1-0, and there's just that hope just gets even more than it was before week one. So
what if you're like, happy. What if you lost? Doom and gloom, season's over.
Season's over, dude.
So if you're a Steelers fan, you're like, well, I guess hockey season's around the corner, and we got the Penguins.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got the Penguins to look forward to, you know. So, looking at the championship banners we have on the screen, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see it. But I'll remind you guys that the Niners have 5 Super Bowls. The Rams have only 1. And the Raiders have 3. But come next year, the Niners are going to be the only out of the 3 that have 5 Super Bowls because the Rams haven't won one in L.A. and the Raiders are moving to Vegas. So the Niners are going to be the only team out of those 3 that have 5 Super Bowls.
Just cool.
Discuss.
Cool. You got
the L.A. Rams have not won a Super Bowl. Sucks.
We won a championship.
Yeah, back in 43, right?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
And then, you know, the Raiders move to Vegas, and they wipe away their Super Bowls, too. So
no, that's actually not the way it works, though.
In my mind, it
does. And plus, that is the San Francisco 49ers. That's not the Santa Clara 49ers.
Yeah, Santa Clara hates
no,
the
when
Niners.
You move
Santa Clara, how many championships you guys have at Levi Stadium?
When you move 50 miles away, it's the same thing.
No, I don't know. I think of them as Santa Clara.
They didn't move across the country.
Santa Clara Niners.
No. I mean, it's a good
Santa Clara County Niners.
It is a good city. It is a good city. And the Rams, by the way, are 1-3 in the Super Bowl. That's tough. I don't
Rams
know
are
going
to change
like.
From L.A. to just straight Englewood. Englewood Rams.
Yep. But, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, the rookie class of 2019. We've seen them on their first game action. And we're going to analyze early data, look at some eBay sales on some cards. And we're going to start with Kyler Murray. And I want to get what you guys thought about Kyler Murray's performance on Sunday. It looked a little bleak in the first 3 quarters. And he put it together. He made it a super exciting game. One of the more exciting morning games or afternoon games on Sunday. And, pulled out a tie for the Arizona Cardinals against the mighty Lions. What did you see from Kyler, Dan?
It's a good thing he can move around in the pocket. That offensive line's pretty bad.
It does seem
pretty bad. I've watched a little bit of it, but it seems like every time he had the ball, he is scrambling out of the pocket looking for a lane to throw in. I mean, that's kind of what he did in college as well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. He looked pretty good. Christian Kirk looked good. Larry Fitz still has it. He can still go out there and ball out.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
The Father Time has not caught up to Larry Fitzgerald yet. I mean, he's out there diving. He got that play in overtime that was it was amazing. A nice throw by Kyler.
Can't celebrate a tie, man.
Is it too early to compare Kyler Murray to his favorite player, which if you guys hadn't tuned in, we did a break with Kyler Murray, and his favorite player was Mike Vick. I see a little bit of Mike Vick and Kyler. Strong arm, running quarterback. What do you think? Obviously, what, the size is
6 inches difference. I mean.
But, take the height out of the equation. I know he's a little bit on
play
the smaller.
Play style is the same, yeah.
But nobody in that fourth quarter in that overtime was talking about being a small man.
I would take, as a thrower, I would take Kyler Murray over Michael Vick. Michael Vick had a cannon, but he didn't really have the accuracy.
Well, I don't know.
He, but, Michael Vick reminded me a little bit of Colin Kaepernick.
A little bit. I think Kaepernick might have had a... Well, Kaepernick was pretty inaccurate as well.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
a pretty fair comparison.
It was dead on, actually.
dead on. But Kyler Murray, you know, it's we don't know how his accuracy is quite yet. I mean, with one game under his belt, we'll see. Who do the Cardinals play this week? Does anybody have their schedule handy to see who the Arizona Cardinals and what Kyler Murray is going to possibly do? He also lost Akeem Butler, too, which would have been a nice target for him. So he's out there with, you know, Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, and David Johnson seemed like he was a little slow starting.
Ravens.
Akeem Butler got hurt?
He's out for the season. Yeah, he got hurt preseason.
What?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Oh.
So
rookie premier
guy. Red-hot
yeah,
Ravens,
target.
Dude. We going to see.
Ooh, okay. So we've got the two rookie classes combining. We've got the ultimate hype this week, which is Lamar Jackson facing Kyler Murray. So that might change a lot of people's collections. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people may decide to sell after this weekend on one of them. But I was looking at Kyler Murray's early sales, and I was actually kind of shocked. Even after this game, I honestly feel like some of Kyler Murray's autos are way too low. An Origins auto that sold yesterday sold for $82, and I feel like that's not enough for a number one pick, a guy that played pretty well in his first game. So, you know, I'm not saying go out and invest him. I'm saying, you know, go ahead and wait and see. But, I mean, for an on-card
These
Origins autograph,
do you think the Cardinals win another three games? I mean, they didn't win a game. So, they tied.
They tied. I mean, if he puts up the stats, I think
they tied against the Lions, which are the Lions going to win eight games?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
I think they kind of tied. They tied against a bad team.
They did. But they there was the comeback, I think, that was showing, you know, what Kyler Murray has to come.
Whatever.
Is the comeback. I mean, he does have to play the Rams twice. He has to play the Niners twice. He has to play the Seahawks twice. And those are all going to be tough games with tough defenses. So we'll see what happens with old Kyler. But I think that early on, you know, last year with Baker – and the year before, Mahomes and Watson, I think the Origins were a little bit more. And Origins is kind of a sought-after product in the grand scheme of things. Wouldn't you say it would be at least in the top 10 of collectible rookie autographs? Origins? Inception Origins?
Inception Origins? Yeah, top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. XR. And XR is jumping. People are XR has been hot every year.
XR is hot. Yeah, yeah. Did you get it? How many of those Kylers? And it seems like in the Origins cases, you're not pulling a lot of Kyler. C-Rad, were you pulling like every other case, or what were you getting?
Almost every other case. Almost every other case. Kyler.
Okay.
At least Kyler or Haskins every case.
Okay, so one or the other is how it's kind
of
falling down.
In a lot of cases, not a lot, but some of the cases had both.
Gotcha. And then on the screen here is some of the. A recent unparalleled patch auto to 75 sold for 103. An Origins auto that we were just talking about sold for 82. Some nosebleed stuff, VIP Superfractor Gold Vinyl sold for 1600, which is kind of a lot. And a 101 patch out of Immaculate Collegiate sold for 1500. So those are kind of some nosebleed cards, and they went for, you know, pretty high amounts. But, you know, we're talking just like the everyday affordable autos. The Origins at 82, I don't think that's a bad buy, to be honest.
Would you say out of all the releases so far that you would go towards Origins?
I personally would. You know, and the great thing about collecting is we have options. So people may, you know, decide to go another route. But me personally, on-card Origins would be the one that I would collect.
Over like a nice low-numbered RPA, certified RPA?
Yeah, I think for me, I like the on-card auto. But certified patches are nice. If you could get a certified first off the line patch, I think for that price, which you probably won't be able to, I would say go for that. But I don't know. You know, some people like the certified better than the Origins. I personally like the Origins. But I was comparing it to some of the other big quarterbacks over the past couple years. You could see a Baker Mayfield sold July for $198, so you know, double the price of Kyler. You can go to the next couple pages, and you could see Mahomes. We could see Trubisky. Mahomes, I mean, it's just crazy.
Chill, Mahomes.
Yeah, $800 on a Mahomes, but Mahomes Origins. And we're just comparing the Origins autos right now. But what was kind of surprising, about a month ago, a Watson on card, same exact pretty much card from that you would see with the Kyler, sold for $76. So my question is why does Watson not get high love?
I don't know. And if you watch him play Monday night, the guy was amazing. He I think if he stays healthy, I think he's going to win MVP. If he stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, they had 28 points, and he had 4 touchdowns.
He had what was the last drive? It was like 17 seconds.
It was insane.
I mean, what, it was insane.
Yeah, it was clutch. I mean, and he had gotten sacked 6 times. I mean, he was probably frustrated. He did
ran
all
for
he
a touchdown.
Do.
His offensive line's terrible, but dude, that guy's legit.
Yeah, and we did that other episode when we were comparing contenders autos to fantasy rankings, and he was up there. Him and Winston, based on the fantasy rankings, were the highest and the best value. So, you know, Watson may be an opportunity, and it maybe even went lower because they lost, but you got to keep in mind they played the Saints. Saints are a good team. The Saints were bitter after Ram penalty gate that happened, you know, in the NFC Championship, and their crowd was hyped. So, I mean, for the Texans to be almost winning that game was remarkable. So I think within the division between the Texans, the Colts, the Jags, and the Titans, I think it's the Texans' division.
Texans should have won that game on the road with their offensive line giving up 6 sacks, and they still should have won.
Yeah, they should. They still.
I mean, Will Lutz kicked a, 56-yarder to win the game?
56-yarder.
Although there was that controversy at the end where the Saints should have had more time, and NFL admitted it afterwards.
Well, I mean, can't – one thing you – I mean, Drew Brees, Watson scored with too much time on the clock. You give Drew Brees a minute, and it's too much time.
Right.
So,
but if you're getting an opportunity to score, you can't be like, "Well, we got to sit down on the ball for a little while."
No, I mean, you got to score. But it seems like they played that typical. The Texans played that typical prevent defense, just against the clock. Like, yeah, we're gonna let Brees throw underneath. You let Brees throw underneath, he can carve you up for 50, 60 yards in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. And I think one of the pivotal points of that game was when they needed to get in field goal range. They needed about 7 more yards. And for whatever reason, the Texans' defense was playing 10 yards back.
Yeah.
So it was some bad play call. I mean, the Texans have always been questionable with Romeo Crennel out there. But, I mean, if Watson stays healthy, and that's a big what if this year because you've seen their line. It was literally like turnstiles at a Subway. I mean, they were just getting freaking every time. And Watson was making some plays, and sometimes he wasn't because he had 3 guys breathing down his neck. He could probably shake 2, but, man, when there's 3 of those dudes breathing down your neck, he just took the sack. So, I mean, it was remarkable for him. So, you know, I like Watson a lot this year. But we're looking at all these quarterbacks. I think on the next page I got Trubisky and Wentz. Trubisky's, you know, and that's the only one I could find. That's a numbered version of 49. That sold for $90. We're still on the topic of Origins rookie autos, just for comparison's sake. And Carson Wentz is on card for $130. So looking at all those Origin quarterbacks that I compared, who do you guys think? We'll start with Dan. Who do you think's a guy that you can kind of, you know, that's a pretty good price that you would like to invest in?
Watson.
Watson.
Watson, Winston. Winston looked kind of bad.
Yeah, you got to eat a little bit of crow on that one.
Yeah, he didn't look that great. Looking at Thursday night, we'll see what goes down there. Got a short week. Maybe they can just forget about that Niners game and how bad he did look. But going against Cammy Cam,
well, that's
going to be a game.
It's going to
be tough to watch that one all the way through. That's going to might be a sleeper.
Literally,
might be a snoozer.
Yeah, it might be a NyQuil night, right?
And then you, like, flip through the rest of the games in week 2, and the consensus, probably the game of the week, not because I'm just not a Rams fan, but the Saints-Rams game is probably going to be a good game to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and they probably were originally thinking that they may have that game in New Orleans, but they're probably like, hell no.
And flipping through, and Doug and myself are going to be at the Industry Summit on Sunday, so we'll have an opportunity to maybe throw down some bets on some games. And I see a line that jumps out. And I don't know what it's going to be on Sunday, but the Patriots-Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Dolphins at home.
Given the Dolphins at home, 19 points.
Oh.
That's too much.
Now
they're gonna lose by 80.
C-Red? You think you had 100 bones to throw on a game? You'd basically pick the Patriots minus 19 points on the road?
Yeah.
What?
What do you guys think?
Miami's a bad team, man.
Dude,
might be the worst team in NFL.
But I mean, if the Patriots are up by 3 touchdowns, are they going to still keep on throwing the ball? I mean,
I say it's a big gamble either way you go. Like, you taking those 19 points with the Dolphins.
Is that a C-Rad stay away?
Yeah, dude, you got to stay away from that. I got to stay. That's, woo, baby. 19 points? That's scary either way, I'll be honest. I wouldn't bet it either way, but if I had to bet, I would take the minus 19.
Whew.
You would take the Dolphins and the points?
No, you'd take
the Patriots.
The Patriots.
To win by 19.
To win by.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's bad. I mean, the Dolphins, and I apologize if you're a Dolphins fan. I mean, they're basically redshirting this year. They redshirted the coach. I think he's not expected to win any games. They damn near look like a peewee football team. I mean, they got rid of all of their main players.
It's so scary,
dude,
if you bet that.
It's bad. I mean, the Ravens look like gods out there. And
gods?
They did. I mean, Lamar Jackson, I mean, he probably wishes he played the Dolphins every week. I mean, that was such a bad game.
But, I mean, going into that game, are the Patriots going to mentally be able to get up for that game knowing that it's over? They're not losing.
See, this is the thing, and I urge anybody
to. Is
this
a trap game?
No.
Is it a trap game?
It's not a trap game. I was going to say it's a trap game for fantasy owners because you're thinking that. So if you're doing your fantasy lineup and you have like a White or Sony Michel or Burkhead, whatever.
You're starting everybody.
No, because they're going to be up by 50 in halftime, and these guys are going to have no stats. And they're probably going to.
So what you're saying is that you start a sleeper. That's playing for the Dolphins.
Possibly.
You go like the chosen one if he's going to be out there. You don't know.
I think a receiver on their team, possibly like an Albert Wilson or whoever they have. I don't even know who they have, to be honest with you. I mean, I think they still have Devontae Parker.
Yeah, yeah. Parker.
Because, I mean, they're going to be down. They're going to have to throw. I mean, you know, I want to see a team, not to change gears, but I want to see a team that's down by 40 not punt anymore. Like, why do we punt in the NFL? When you're down by 40, there's no point. At least get a little momentum. Maybe if it's 4th and 20, okay, yeah, you punt. But if it's 4th and 5 and you're down by 40, like, why are you punting the ball?
Well, it depends on where you're at.
No, it doesn't at that point. I think even if you're
dude, if you're like your own 20-yard line and you're already down by 40, dude, you can't. Punt the ball.
No, you go for it because maybe you get a little bit of momentum to your team.
How about if you're down by 40, you just bounce?
Just peace out. Just
you just leave. You're like
Avante Davis.
You're all
out
we
there.
Got. We got. You're all. I retire.
Yeah, it's gonna be. And who knows what Belichick's gonna do? I mean, he may run the ball himself and be effective out there. I don't know. He may just. Belichick is one of the hardest owners for fantasy. I mean, if you're starting Brady, obviously you know Brady's gonna be in there for every play unless they're blowing him out. But starting any of those running backs in fantasy is tough. Starting a lot of those receivers, is AB going to play this week?
No, I don't think so.
No, he's not going to play. I mean, you got Josh Gordon, you got Edelman, you got Moncrief. I mean, it could be feast or a lot of famine there after they run up the score and bench their guys.
So what do you – and then it's basically a measuring game for the Raiders this week against the Chiefs. You get to see where the Raiders – are against a really good team.
Yeah, well, I would say a really good offense. Old Gardner Minshew, which we're going to get into soon, had a really good game against the Chiefs defense. So I don't think the Chiefs defense is improved.
Do you know what the Jags Texans game is coming in at?
Well,
it's the Texans minus 9.
Wow,
Jacksonville
that might
at
be
home.
A good
one. Jacksonville at home.
Texans are the home team.
Texans. Wow. Interesting.
I think that's a good bet for the Jaguars.
I know. I think the Texans are going to win.
Dude,
based off their defense.
Gardner Minshew. You can't be like, this is the guy.
He had the best rookie start of all time.
All time.
Yeah.
So
best
he
completion rate.
Beat out Baker Mayfield.
Well, Baker Mayfield's was a season.
Oh, yeah. One game, whole season. Same thing.
So we're talking about Dolphins, and it was a great it's a great segue here because we had Hollywood, who, you know, which is funny. Hollywood beats Miami, and guess what? His cousin's going to be in Miami, probably not playing, but Antonio Brown is his cousin. So you had Hollywood Brown coming out party, 2 touchdowns, 150 yards. Is this guy overly hyped, or is he worthy of not only a fantasy pickup, which most people are doing, but is he worthy of investing in his cards? Now, I know the receiver stigma sticks out, but you can pick spots and receivers. Do you think Hollywood Brown is going to have 1,000 yards this year receiving?
No.
No? Even with 150 under his belt already?
No.
Why do you think that?
One game. show me 4, 5, 6 games. I think he gets about 700 yards, maybe 5 TDs. What do you score? 2 TDs?
2 TDs, 150 yards. I mean, granted, there was 2 long touchdowns.
So, yeah, I think maybe 5, 6 touchdowns and 700 yards maybe.
But he was drafted. He's a first-round guy. So the Ravens and John Harbaugh, you know, he knows his football players. He's won a Super Bowl. Part of the Harbaugh lineage.
Can you name the last Raven in the Harbaugh era that led his league in receiving?
Steve Smith.
The league in receiving?
Pretty close. He had a 20 reception
game. But that wasn't somebody that Harbaugh drafted.
Torrey Smith had a couple good years. Won a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Anquan Boldin came
to the Cardinals. None of these guys were like guys that you're like, man, I want that guy on my team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. But at some point, there's got to be a guy, right? I mean, at some point, they've got to. I mean, the Ravens have always been kind of a run-first offense. Now they got a running quarterback. And I don't know who's running the ball. You got Mark Ingram?
I think you got to give these guys a little bit more of a sample size. You can't go one game and be like, yeah, that was a great pick.
No, and I'm
that
with
was a great pick.
And I'm with you for the debate purpose, though. I mean, you know, it wasn't like this was a seventh rounder that came out of nowhere. This guy was a first rounder.
And
he was injured for the most part for the entire preseason, so we didn't get a lot of look about. He basically fell under the radar. I mean, if he was out there playing in preseason games, probably would have been drafted in most fantasy teams.
I agree. One game versus the worst defense, yeah. Worst team in the league.
I agree. But
and a team that, like, you got to understand, like, the matchup issues that really bad defense had with a running quarterback like Lamar Jackson is a nightmare.
Yeah.
They don't have it. They couldn't stop him. I mean, he didn't actually run.
Yeah.
But I think their whole idea, the whole game plan going into that game was to making sure he didn't beat them on the ground. He only had 6 yards rushing. So they achieved that.
They achieved that.
But they let him throw at will, and they let all the receivers just basically, you know, run wild.
Well, here's also a good question, too. He's 5'9", so obviously pretty small for a receiver. You think about all the high sell from a hobby's perspective, and I think in the next slide was one of his recent gold standard cards, gold standard patch auto that sold yesterday for $49. So that's a little higher than it was in the preseason. But you look at all the successful hobby, now I'm putting that in quotation, hobby receivers. You got Calvin Johnson. You got Julio Jones. You got AJ Green. All those guys are pretty tall.
They are.
So can a small guy translate into hobby success, or are we just going to forget about him because he's not jumping up and doing the Odell Beckham style of catches? I mean, he'll have probably some breakaway touchdowns.
I think he's going to have a problem getting open. I think that's going to be the issue. I think if they get the ball in his hands some way with like screens and stuff like that, then yeah, maybe he can break a couple long touchdowns. But he's going to be going against some of the best DBs in the league. And they're not going to let this rookie beat him.
Right.
So they're going to play him physical, and he's 5'9".
Well, and that's a good point Merrick brings up. His cousin is 5'10". So got an extra inch. And Antonio Brown, I know he's a D-bag, but you know, he was a solid receiver. You know, he had a great career for Pittsburgh. So I guess that's maybe the one exception. Is 5'9", though? Is 5'10", the starting point for a great receiver? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It's all relevant. But, you know, for the most part, I think in this
hobby, I would take a shorter guy who can run the correct routes than a guy who's like 6'5", who can't run routes.
Right. But, I mean, that big play target that you got in Calvin Johnson, we've seen
Courtland Sutton. See, I didn't watch any of that game, really. So was Marquise Brown, was he setting up in the slot, or was he basically set up as one of the deep threats, one of the wideouts?
You know, I was watching the games with you this weekend, and we didn't all we were really getting were some highlights from that game. So I don't know what his stat line exactly was or where he was lining up. I just saw the highlights on the long touchdowns, and I'm looking at his stat line now and looking at his cards. And you know, usually I don't even bring this up, but the guy was a first rounder. So, I mean, obviously there was some talent there. So can he be the beast that he was drafted to be. So that's the question. And are the Ravens, do the Ravens translate to sales? Because I feel like Lamar Jackson, which I don't even have any info up on the on this show about, his cards went up, but they didn't go up like if Baker Mayfield threw five touchdowns.
Mm.
Or like Pat Mahomes threw five touchdowns.
Think about that, though. Think about if Baker Mayfield this week threw for 400 yards and five touchdowns and the Browns won. His cards go through the roof again.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already through the roof, but they go up probably another 20%. What is it? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm tired of seeing Baker's face. There was every commercial had Baker Mayfield. It was ridiculous. I'm over that. He didn't show up. If you're a Browns fan, you better be scared.
Yeah, I mean, that was a Titans at home. I mean, that was kind of sad. I mean, what do you guys think about Baker Mayfield's season? Was it just a slow start? He didn't play enough preseason. We're going to chalk that one up and give him, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Or is there going to be turmoil in Cleveland? Is there too many personalities there? Are we going to get the Antonio Brown effect?
What if your dude
with Odell Beckham
ends up 0-4? When I say your dude, Baker, what if he's 0-4? Are we looking at another first-round quarterback next year?
I don't think so. I think he's got a couple years to suck after his, you know, 26 touchdown.
Because he did put on that Browns jersey, and he's a quarterback.
That's
and you
true.
Know, you know what goes
cursed.
Down.
He is kind of cursed. We'll see. What do you guys think about Kramer says he never believed the hype. When was the last time you spoke to any Browns player like that? When was the last time you spoke of any Browns player like that relative to a Raven? Yeah, you're right. It's Titans at home is a definition of a trap game. The Browns will be fine. If anything, that loss will motivate them. I hope so, because I am a big fan of Baker. I was going to come in and shove Jameis Winston crab legs all in Dan's face because he's been all about him, but I've been all about Baker, so I've been a little quiet, so I haven't been really talking about him much. But if Baker's Browns keep losing, how long till Lamar Jackson replaces him in the conversation? And that is a great point. I don't know. Can Lamar be like that? You know, can Lamar be the rookie to collect? No matter how, I mean, if he goes 10-0.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't know. I think people latch on to people in this hobby. I mean, Mike Trout doesn't win championships, and people like Mike Trout. I mean, football is a little
different.
I
don't think we need another week of just every commercial break having a Baker Mayfield commercial.
Right.
We can do away with that. That's ridiculous. I mean, who is he? Is he Aaron Rodgers? Is he Peyton Manning?
It's pretty close, man.
He isn't, though.
But you know what was – you know the reason that we got this with Baker was because he – and I always compare this to these cracker quarterbacks that we had in the league that are just, you know, stale in a sense where they're – sorry.
Whoa.
What do you say?
okay, AB.
I was mainly making the cracker as far as stale. They didn't have a whole lot of personality. There wasn't a lot of personality from the quarterback position.
I don't think that's what that means at all.
To be fair, I'm a cracker, so it's okay. But no, I'm saying they're stale in a sense. See, I've been watching too much AB, and I'm starting to talk like him. Like last week, I was saying DC, and now I'm cool. Now I'm talking like AB. As long as I don't do that to the girl, I'll be fine. But anyways, no, what I'm saying is that there was a lot of staleness from
the
quarterbacks.
Tell us what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to tell you again. I'm going to keep saying that there wasn't a lot of personality. You had a guy that came out that was grabbing his crotch that went on Colin Cowherd and basically punked Colin Cowherd. So I think a lot of people stood behind him, and I think those people are still standing behind him like myself. So that is the reason why Baker Mayfield has a lot of trust.
So you mean he's like
games.
An outgoing guy?
He's a super outgoing.
He's got a personality.
I don't know if outgoing is the word. He's opinionated. He's not afraid to share his opinion, whether it's good or bad. He's not afraid to go and do a press conference and say.
Same thing with
stuff.
Josh Rosen. I don't see his commercials.
I'll tell you.
Did Josh
tell you
Rosen
this
win
much.
Games?
Josh Rosen is opinionated.
I'm not going to give up on Baker yet. You know who I am going to give up on? Famous Jameis.
Oh, dude.
Tampa Bay needs to move on from Famous Jameis.
No, this is his fourth year.
This guy is still throwing pick 12s like he's a rookie.
What's the other option? Who else do they got?
They had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I know.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's like 100 years old.
He is. He's got a great looking beard.
But he got 500 yards a game when he was playing.
Yeah. How many interceptions?
As much as Jameis Winston.
No, I mean, maybe less. Like, Fitzpatrick would come into the game, and you'd be like, man, Fitzpatrick's amazing, and then, like, two pick sixes, and you're like, great. Well, what do you do? But I can't – you can't say that Winston's done, and they don't have another option. They cannot bring anybody else in unless they go and sign Colin Kaepernick.
Stick a fork in him.
Well, that's another thing. The Jaguars trade for R. Joshua Dobbs when Kaepernick's still, you know, he says he's working out, he's ready to play. That's another old debate, and I won't go down that path. I already got too much into a racial slur.
Let's talk about the 42-year-old on the screen right here.
But, no, what I was going to – actually, before – I want last point, Aries, in the chat.
Is that Gardner Minshew?
It is.
Dude, what's he wearing?
That was last year in college. He says – you're comparing Aries in the chat says you're comparing the personality of Baker to Johnny Football, both kind of out there, but you know how Johnny ended. Well, and that's a fair comparison, but I think for Baker won games, and Cleveland was so starved for victories, and
Johnny won games.
That's a big difference.
He won games
Baker,
in college.
Baker won more
in
games
college,
than,
yeah.
than Johnny Football.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever did in
I
football,
mean, I
in
think
NFL.
If you I can guarantee you that if the Browns are like 2-6, 2-8, 1-9, something like that. You're going to get a crap ton of Johnny Manziel comparisons at that point. It's going to go from this guy was the savior of our franchise to we did it again and we drafted Johnny Manziel part two.
We're not there yet, though.
We're not there yet.
Hey, I'm just saying, hypothetically, they're 2-8 and you're looking at Johnny Manziel too.
And Chani in the chat says preseason over-under on a Browns win was 9 games. He took the under, and he's feeling pretty good. I would, too. And as a Steeler fan, that's got to make you really happy. I mean, besides your loss, of course. But everybody talking about the Browns running that division. So you guys are still equal at this point.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins, back to the Dolphins. I don't know if the lines changed, but before the season, the Dolphins were at 4 wins over-under for the season. It almost seems like a dang near guarantee that they're not going to get 4 wins. I don't know if they're going to get 1. I don't know if that line has changed. Maybe it's 3 now. But, man, that seems like money in the bank right there. I don't think they're going to win a game.
So. It's anything can happen in football. It's tough. Those are tough bets, man.
Yeah. They are.
I mean, 4 games. So, I mean, you're basically saying next year the Dolphins get the first or second pick. Do they go quarterback? Do they take one of the franchise quarterbacks? I mean,
Rosen doesn't want that to happen, I'm sure.
Rosen, I don't think has a strength, man. He can't. He's gonna get traded again for like a fourth rounder this time.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Traded back to the Cardinals. See if he can get his condo back in Old Town.
Jeez, man, I know. It's tough. But yes, Gardner Minshew is on the screen, and we're gonna talk about him because he had an impressive start. I mean, Foles looked great. Sadly, shoulder injury hurt for at least 8 to 9 weeks.
Oh, my favorite Uncle Rico.
Oh, so, yeah. Washington State, Gardner Minshew.
Washington State. And looking at this cat. I was looking at some pictures, and I'm like, dude, that is Uncle Rico. Almost looks like the same age, too. I mean, Uncle Rico is playing football for the Jaguars right now, and he's going to throw the ball over the mountains. I mean, that's
buying
what's
an Uncle Rico card on eBay right now.
Do they even make those? I don't know. I found that on Google. But, yes, Uncle Rico, Gardner Minshew.
Rico Dynamite?
Oh, my God. He has a Pop Funko. I'm buying that right now.
Dude, that's so tight.
eBay.
But, yes, he is 24. He looks like he's 40. But he came out, and he had an impressive game. Now, I know you guys talk about we talked about it earlier with Miami being the worst team and don't give Lamar Jackson, you know, any credit. But Gardner played the Chiefs. Now, I know you guys say their defense kind of sucks, but that is a potential AFC champion team. And this dude came out in that game and went 22 for 25 with 2 touchdowns with 122 rating. And the one interception he threw basically bounced off of Fournette's hands, hit him in the chest, bounced off his hands, went into the – so the interception was not on him, even though it's on him on the stat line. But 275 yards, yet granted they didn't win the game, 22 for 25. What do you guys think? I mean, the guy's got – I mean, he's got the mustache.
Does he have a marketable name?
It is a tough name.
Can you see a bunch of commercials with Gardner Minshew on it?
I think he needs a nickname.
Wow, is that really the jump?
That was the jump. So he went from $3 on a contender's draft
pick
auto
people.
To $44.
Come on, I know he went 22 for 25, but
It's the best completion rating out of any first game.
Gardner Minshew.
Maybe he needs it. What can we get? Guardy?
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 That's probably what they. That's probably what he goes by.
Ah, there you go. The Fu Minshew. I like it. Is that? did you create that, Aaron, or was that? Was that already created? G Munch. I don't know, but you know the Jaguars are better than people think. I mean, Fournette. You've got D.D. Westbrook out there. You've got some potential. You've got a decent defense.
Yeah, their defense is always going to keep them in the games, dude.
This is kind of a crazy, bold prediction. I know they lost, but I still think the Texans win that division. But I think the Jaguars could sneak in at a wild card spot in there. Mm-hmm. I think they could compete. I think they could go 9-7.
I'm going to break everybody's heart. By week four, Gardner Minshew's not the starting quarterback.
Or Joshua Dobbs is going to be the starter.
I don't know. I don't know. But by week four, this dude's not going to be the quarterback.
I'll take that bet any day.
Jeez, dude.
Who the Jaguars
are? Somebody comes out there and they get a jersey and they play decent. They play decent. Man, wait for Sean Mannion to go out there. I want his one half to like shine. If he goes in and he throws like two touchdowns, wins a game, are all my Sean Mannions worth like $1,000?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Immediately. Well, they're playing the Texans. Talking about that. So we got the
I have all of them, or we have all of them. So
we do.
We can basically choose.
But
the
difference between
want.
Sean Mannion and I'm not hating because I love Sean Mannion too. Is Sean Mannion was drafted in 2015,
so he's got some time to mature and learn playbooks.
This guy may look older than Sean Mannion, besides the hair. But
nah, Sean Mannion looks older.
Yeah, he does. He does. But this guy, first game, so the hype. You know, that's what the show is called. That's what the industry is based on. Moving on to the next.
So right now you're all
name.
The Jags had the best draft. They got the best draft because they got the best rookie quarterback.
Could be.
Is that where we're at? Is that what we're talking about now? Yeah. That's it? Say it. Just say it. Say it. Say it if it makes you feel better. Because that's basically what you guys are saying it. Do you not want it on record?
If the season ended today.
Dude, I picked up one telemarketer just to kill some time. Look. And now they're calling me nonstop.
Loan for Card says he's getting a 4-year extension. Is that Minshew is, or is that somebody else?
Uncle Rico is.
Uncle Rico getting a 4-year extension. Dobbs is a really smart guy, degree in 3.5 years in physics. Yeah, he didn't look great on the field. Maybe that maybe the being the understudy to one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league, Large Benjamin, maybe has served him well. But they're starting Gardner, I would think, right? They're not starting Dobbs. I think they have Corey Littleton over there, or not Corey Littleton. They have Corey Litton. Is there other quarterback? So
is Corey or Chase?
Chase Litton.
Or Chase Litton. There you go.
I'm
going to
be honest with you. It doesn't really matter. Corey, Chase. You talking about the backup quarterback for the Chiefs?
The backup quarterback. Well, he used to be. He's on the Jags now, I believe.
Oh, he's on the – no, so, no, I thought it was R. Joshua Dobbs.
No, that's the – well, they have – they were after losing Foles, they have three now. Or they had two, so they got a third quarterback now.
Oh, they got three now.
They have three quarterbacks now. So, I don't know, but man. I mean, if you're looking at that price compared to any other quarterbacks, I think even at $44, that is a steal.
Where's Davis Webb at? Where's Webbo?
I think he's still in the Giants.
I don't think so. No? It's Kyle LaLetta, I think.
Mm. Well, where's Hackenberg? Where's the other quarterback?
Hackenberg
the
went to the AAF.
Well, who did they draft after Hackenberg? They had two quarterbacks in a row. They drafted Hackenberg, and was it not Hundley, but it was – There was another
Petty.
Petty, yeah. And both those guys are gone, right?
Who was it? What was his first? That was it. Petty.
Bryce
Petty.
Yes, Mr. Bryce. He's on the Dolphins.
He's on the Dolphins.
No, he was on the Dolphins. He's
bring back
undrafted.
Blake Bortles. I know.
Hey, we got Blake.
Hey, Blake looks like a football player. I saw him out there on the Rams sideline. He looks like a football player with that. Looks like he's ready to go out there and sling it.
Yeah,
he does. Bring him back.
Hey, you know,
bring him back.
You guys would all be pretty stoked to have Blake Bortles as your backup quarterback.
Yeah, I would. But, I mean, not over Nick Mullins. But, I mean, yes, maybe if I didn't have Nick Mullins.
Over Nick Mullins.
Nick Mullins is
proven?
Premier backup in the league.
He's proven.
Right behind Sean Mannion.
Proven. It is crazy great record by Nick Mullins.
Oh, Davis Webb is in Buffalo. I like Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is still one of my favorite quarterbacks. It's a little bit more because we actually sat and did a break with him, so I'm a little biased, but the kid was the only kid in all the years that we've done breaks with athletes that showed up in a suit. He took opening cards and signing cards for Panini seriously. So that means he takes everything seriously. So I'm like, I'm a big fan of Mason Rudolph. We're talking about Steelers backup quarterback Mason Rudolph, which hopefully is a passing of the torch situation with Benjamin sooner than later here. So, see, Mullins is definitely a starter in Canada or XFL. Exactly. That makes him the best backup in the league.
Who is the best backup in the league?
I don't know.
Having a backup quarterback is pretty important now.
It is.
So you look through and you have like Nick Mullins. What I do got to say about Nick Mullins is at least he has he's actually played in games. He was a starter at one point. How many guys around the league you like look at and go, that backup quarterback was a starter? He could carry our team.
Right. Right.
I can't think of any.
Well, they're saying Tyrod Taylor's out in Los Angeles sitting behind Rivers.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor's decent.
Okay. That would be a good backup. Who else we got? Who's is it Brett Hundley?
Mike Glennon for your Raiders.
I don't know if I'd be stoked if Mike Glennon came out and I hit my franchise. My year was on the shoulders of Mike Glennon. How would you feel about that, C-Rad?
Shoot, he has a normal sized neck to me. I'm just kidding. Hey, Mike Glennon is good, dude.
Hey, who would you rather have as the face of your franchise, Mike Glennon or R. Joshua Dobbs?
Mike Glennon, dog.
R. Joshua Dobbs. Okay.
Dot. Greg asks, who do the Fins start, Rosen or Fitz? If I'm the Dolphins, I throw out Rosen. You plan on losing games anyway. You got to see if this kid can maybe lead you to some garbage victories somehow. And maybe you don't need a quarterback next year if this guy's ready to go. I don't know.
Did Fitzpatrick lose his job?
Rosen came in at the end of the game, yeah.
But they were down by 70 points, yeah, or something. Yeah. So,
well, Daniel Jones came in too in a winning situation, and I think he went 3 for 4.
Why did he come in?
They were up 35-14.
Oh, I thought just
with 2 minutes left.
No, well, how did you know?
Today, when I was looking at stats,
how'd you know
no
Daniel
idea.
Jones? Well, you can't tell. You can't tell them apart,
other than the number. But before we run out of time here, because we do have a sold out Panini Black, which just came out this week, and Spectre's coming out
AJ
too.
AJ McCarron, maybe. Best backup in the league.
That's true. AJ McCarron.
I actually am into that.
Yeah, he's never really got a shot, really. You know, he went bouncing around from teams. Between the other rookies that had standout performances, and I already know who C-Rad's picking, but Josh Jacobs,
what?
Terry McLaurin, and Devin Singletary. Any of your hobby money going towards any of these cats thinking that they are going to have great seasons? Dan, what do you think?
Josh Jacobs looks pretty legit. I think that's the safe bet. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to compare the rest of the guy. I mean, Terry McLaurin had over 100 yards. Did he have one touchdown or two? I know he at least had one. And Devin Singletary looked great too. That was a Jets-Bills. It was a 17-16 game. It was really close. Josh Jacobs looked like the real deal. Put him in a big spot. First game, 2 touchdowns, over 100 yards. Kind of made people forget about Antonio Brown. So I think he's the hands down out of these three. Is there somebody I'm missing, guys? Is there somebody out there that I know there's a few other guys that had some good games out there.
TJ Hockenson had a good game. He might be actually the number one receiving option with Matt Stafford.
But that's like a tight end is almost worse than a receiver, right, from a collecting standpoint? How many tight ends?
Oh, I thought we were talking about fantasy football.
No.
We're talking about sports cards.
But on the fly, that's a great question. Are tight ends ever going to get hobby love?
Gronk did.
That's one guy, right? So it's like Clayton Kershaw for baseball collecting.
There's other tight ends. There's other guys. Yeah.
What about the Chiefs legend?
Yeah,
didn't he sell one?
Kelsey.
Oh, I was thinking about the other one.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I don't know what it is about
it's
tight
ends. It's a tight end league now.
Kittle sells decently, I guess.
Yeah, Waller looked incredible for us.
Tight ends are like catchers. I agree with that. That's a really good point there. Aaron, we did talk about Hollywood Brown earlier, but I do like DK Metcalf. I have him on a couple fantasy leagues. Me and Dan were almost thinking that his body was photoshopped when we were doing our fantasy draft, and there's a couple photos of him with his shirt off. It's just absolutely incredible. Kind of looks like me with my shirt off. But
what are you guys talking about without his shirt? Is he like super ripped or something?
Oh, dude, it's nuts. It's ridiculous. It doesn't look real.
It looks like it's CGI. Like put DK Metcalf or something and go to images.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, it's incredible.
We're not talking about some of the guys you had who are going to be amazing if they stay healthy. Christian McCaffrey, Stanford dude. That offense is going through the Panthers.
Dude, what kind of super juice is this guy on?
That offense is going to go for the Panthers is going to go through Christian McCaffrey. I think he touched the ball like it seemed like every time they had possession, it was going to McCaffrey.
Yeah. He's extended his welcome. I'm not a big Christian McCaffrey guy. I would not invest in Christian McCaffrey. So
I'll
leave it at that.
I don't know why.
C-Mac
if
awesome,
you
want
to find out why, then you could talk to me off air.
It'd be like Doug after dark.
See, did you see C-Rad's reaction of seeing DK Metcalf with his shirt off? I mean, he was like, I think he started doing some sit-ups right now on camera. He's like, damn, I got to get that going, dude. I mean, literally, you see that guy, and you're like, God damn, I got to work out.
Yeah, but the knock on him is that he can't run routes.
That's what they said. But he looked good in game one, so we'll see. We'll see. Ed is better than Christian.
It said he has a crazy body fat percentage. It's at 1.6%.
Jesus Christ.
Is that healthy?
I don't know. Don't you got to have a little bit of fat on the meat? I don't know.
Some meat on the bone.
But if you guys want to, all these guys we've talked about are all available in the upcoming Panini releases, and you can find it at mojobreak.com. We're doing breaks, randoms, team styles, and pick your team styles of black football today. We have a few random spots left, and we have Spectra releasing on Friday. Spectra is 10 hits a box, and they just showed some absolutely phenomenal Tom Brady on card Super Bowl inscriptions, and it's going to make people go turn like into little girls. I mean, it's going to make grown men turn into little girls going after these Tom Brady cards. I mean, they are so insane looking. So I'm getting a lot of weird looks today. Am I saying some wrong words?
Yeah, because I don't even know what that means, man.
It's going to turn grown men into little teeny bopper girls going after these Tom Brady
Spectra, always
autos.
A pivotal release every year, one of the biggest every year. It's going to be a good release.
It is. It always, you know, it seems like it gains steam every year. And there's a lot of variety. They got dual autos and you know, those gold vinyls and all kinds of stuff. So check that out.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, last thing I want to talk about, I think, is this last slide that I came across last night when I was doing some research. This thing was sold by PWCC, and I'll explain it to you guys that are listening to the audio version. So it's a 9.5 Gem Mint Patrick Mahomes Origins base auto, once again not numbered, and it has the Chiefs crazy patch. And we opened a lot of 17. I mean, we opened a lot of Origins every year, and I don't think that this patch is legit. I mean, it's been authenticated by Beckett, and it was sold by our friends over at PWCC. So it sold for like $1,200. You can see the completed listings. And I wasn't even looking. I was just trying to find data on Patrick Mahomes' Origins autos to compare it to, you know, Kyler Murray and stuff. And I was like, there's no way that this patch is legit. I tweeted it out. I put it on Facebook. I wanted to get people's opinions. I know they put stupid patches in low-numbered cards. I mean, in high-numbered cards. But I looked across. I went on Terapeak, and I went across every patch auto that sold in the last year, and there was nothing like that. So, you know, it's just something to be said. And the reason I'm bringing it up because – it's something to be said for these manufacturers that they need to get this patch auto database going. They need to do something where they're taking pictures of the cards before they're packed out. I know this isn't numbered, so it'd be hard to track back. But if we look at their database and there's not one patch like that, then we know that this has been faked. And I have a feeling, I can't prove it, that this is not real. They just don't put patches like this in Origins cards.
How would somebody – I mean, I don't understand. How would somebody get that patch in there?
Same way they – I don't know how to do it personally.
Yeah,
but
I think they slice the card, like, and just – like, in the middle or something.
And, like – yeah, because the card, like, how it's
how they put it together, yeah.
Yeah, because that's – because other than that, if you were trying to insert it from the top, you would never be able to cut it perfectly.
Well, the people that try to do that, they a lot of times they mess up the patch window, and you could tell the damage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would definitely mess up the edging. So I've always wondered that. I'm always like, how do people fake these patches?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that when they fake these patches, they're also – the patch itself is probably – from a fake jersey.
It's from a jersey they've owned or they bought from somewhere. I mean, you can buy $20 jerseys off eBay.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. But usually you can tell the stitching on those. I don't know. But I've always wondered How do people do these?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it either.
Without damaging the card.
Exactly. You think you'd mess up the window. I mean, this is a pretty good scan. And
I mean, dude, that is something that's so difficult. How would Beckett know?
Beckett wouldn't know. I mean, even if they had.
So you can't really put the blame. I mean, I'd love to put the blame on them. I would. If we can point the finger, I'd do it. But I can't on this one because how would you know?
You wouldn't. I mean, and that's the problem because we don't have a patch database. Now, I know you can say Origins is a lower end product and then maybe they shouldn't waste their time on it. But this is a $1,200 sale. If it's a regular single colored patch auto, it's a difference of $600-$700 that somebody could make on this. And if you look at Patrick Mahomes, even number to 49 autos, they use just the number, like kind of like the Dwayne Haskins is on the screen. That's what they use. And they tend to use those only in early products. The patch like that would be something that would be an NT. The patch like that would be something that's in Immaculate or Flawless. They won't waste a patch like that in Origins. They just won't do it. So I just don't think that this patch is legit.
Now, we have seen not jerseys, but we've seen like jackets and stuff like that that may be put on that have a lot of different logos on it. We've seen those used.
Right.
In products that not necessarily are even high-end products. But you're right. It wouldn't necessarily go on a card that would be a base design, something that's not numbered.
Right, because they would actually, in a sense, waste that on this because the patches. Now, they I don't know how many jerseys they have these guys wear, but they have them probably wear in probably 30, 40 jerseys. So they'd be wasting these cards. They wouldn't do that. They just wouldn't do it. And it's hard to cut that and fit it in that kind of window. I just don't see it happening. But I think it's a situation where, you know, we've had so much scandals going on in this industry that maybe a manufacturer needs to create a patch database along with a maybe.
But you do see, like, say National Treasures, for instance, like the 99 RPAs. You do see some of the nicer patches in those. Not like logos and stuff like that, but you do see some like nicer multicolored patches in those. And then sometimes when the paralleled versions, like number to 25, number to 15, stuff like that, they'll have just single color prime relics, like piece of the number or something like that.
Yeah.
But it won't have any different breaks or different color. So they will do things. But again, those are also stamped to 99.
Right.
I don't think they would do it on something where there is no number stamped on.
And to answer a few questions in the chat, yeah, it's from the right breastplate. They have that A logo. So it's right at the top of that A logo. And Shanice says, even if it was a real patch, it's in a special patch that was placed on a jersey for a special event, how would Mahomes have worn it before playing? Origins comes out before the season starts. It's all rookie premiere.
Yeah.
It's all player worn, as I should put in quotations.
It's event worn.
So they have him wear several jerseys at the rookie photo shoot. And all those jerseys, even up to NT, they're all from that event.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be any game-worn rookie autographed jerseys
from
a football card.
So every single product every year, you're not going to get any player-worn rookie stuff.
Or game-worn.
Game-worn
right.
Rookie stuff it's for any product.
Any product. And you're barely getting it with Legends and Vets now either because it's so hard for them to get jerseys from these guys with only 16 games and, you know, a season. So. But anyways, yeah, and Aaron says, yeah, but that one is at a certified first off the line, and it was number to 5. Origins never seems to do crazy stuff. Certified is known for doing crazy patches, number to 499, but they still won't do crazy patches like that to 499. So I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just questioning it. So, and it's just bringing up the point. We're going to see Panini next week. You know, maybe I'll bring it up if I get a chance to be like, you know, let's revisit this thing that you guys had in 2012 that you came out at the industry summit and you said patch database. This would be the perfect time for them to promote something like this because, you know, these high-end cards, we can refer back to Panini's list and say that patch is fake, this card is fake now. So there was just a Steph Curry that came out in NT RPA that was extremely fake and it went for like $40,000.
Was the patch fake?
The patch was fake. The guy took out a single color patch and put like an old Warriors 3 or 4 color patch. And it was trimmed. So there was actually a listing.
That, dude, that is like, I mean, that's pretty ballsy on a card of that value.
Right.
To be like, yep, yeah, I'm going to try to put in a different patch. I'm going to trim it. It's a lot of risk.
And that's a good point that Lone brings up in the chat. You can actually just buy the patch from Amazon.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to buy the jersey if you're faking this. You can buy the patch, and if you probably bought 50 of them, you can probably get them from like a couple dollars a pop, so now you're not even invested in it.
You would see a lot more of these up there, right?
Right, you would think. you would think. So that's actually a great point because you don't even have to buy a full jersey. You can just buy the patch. I didn't even think about that. So, but that's all we have for today, guys. We do have the black football, 2019 black football, 12-box cases today. We got three of them. We got two back-to-back, and then we have a random later. So check that out and get in on Spectra coming up on Friday, guys, for you football fans. And I'd like to thank you guys for tuning into The Hype. If you guys have any questions or you want to contribute to the show, if you think of something you want us to talk about, follow us on Twitter, MojoBreak_com. Instagram is the same thing, MojoBreak_com. You can also find us on Facebook as well, or even just drop something in the chat. Say, hey, I want you guys to talk about this, or send us a message, you know, so we can have some good content. Sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to come up with content related to sports cards every week. So we do appreciate it, guys, and we will see you guys next week on The Hype.